weeping. This sermon came together over many days of this birthing process. This sermon came together through conversation in my car on the way home. It came together this morning through my conversation with Drew. So by the power of God's Spirit, may we hear a word from God this day. Whatever it is that you may need to hear, may it be so. In spite of me or because of me. Our scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16, I believe. Stop me if I go too far. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which indeed you were called. With all humility, gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God who is above all, through all, and in all. Thanks be to God. The gifts that God gave were given to some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to true maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown around by the wind of every doctrine, but speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is Christ, the head, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament, which is equipped as part of the working of the body of Christ, growth in building up itself in all else but love. This is the living word of God. Amen. Today's fourth topic, according to Bishop Snazy, five practices of fruitful congregations, this fourth one is intentional faith development. Now, this is the one that gets really personal. This is the personal journey of faith that each of us chooses or not to take. Today is about intentional faith development. Already we've covered passionate worship. That's where we do everything to glorify God with passion, enthusiasm, and courage. Then we had radical hospitality, where we welcome the stranger among us with open arms and open hearts so that they too can receive God's grace. And last week, it was extravagant generosity, where we give back to God a portion of what God has given to us so that others may come to know grace and mercy, so that others can feel welcomed in this space. And today, it is intentional faith development. It is the intentional, purpose-filled way that we choose to grow into faith, into true belief in who God is. It's the intentional way. When I read Ephesians the first time, I'm not exactly sure where I got this from, but while I was reading it this morning, it didn't actually say this, but somewhere along the line in my process of sermon writing, growing into the fullness of Christ really stuck with me. It stuck with me from the scripture reading, and it stuck with me from the topic intentional faith development. Intentional faith development means to grow into the fullness of Christ. And as United Methodists, we believe that's called going on to perfection, that we are going on to be more and more perfect like Christ. We may not obtain it in this lifetime, but it is a journey nonetheless that we choose to take as United Methodists. And while I was at annual conference, one of the things that we had was a table. And so I kept thinking about it. I kept thinking about this intentional faith development, and I kept thinking about growing into the fullness of Christ. And what does all of that mean exactly? What does all of that look like exactly? So here's what I believe growing into the fullness of Christ is. Growing into the fullness of Christ for me is embodying the complete graciousness of God. The complete graciousness of God. Now that's hard to embody, and that's hard to obtain, and that's something we work on each and every day, every moment, every encounter we have with another person. That is the journey, is to embody the full graciousness of God. We see Jesus do it over and over and over and over and over again. We see Jesus in the Gospels where he sits at a table with people and he expresses the complete graciousness of God. We see it in the story of Zacchaeus. The story of Zacchaeus, for some reason I keep going back to that one, don't I? Like automatically I keep going back to Zacchaeus. That might be something for my spiritual journey for me to unpack at some point. But for some reason, Zacchaeus stuck in my mind. So Zacchaeus is trying to see Jesus, and Jesus sees Zacchaeus and says, "Come on down, Zacchaeus. Today I'm going to go to your house for dinner." Jesus literally invites himself over to Zacchaeus' house for dinner, and there they sat at a table and had dinner. Could you imagine? The gospel doesn't tell us what the conversation was like. But could you imagine the conversation between Jesus and Zacchaeus that day? Could you imagine the things that he learned about who God is while he sat at that table? Could you imagine the conversation that the two of them had as they sat there eating their dinner? I don't know what happens at your dinner table, but at my dinner tables, it's not always pleasant conversation. At my dinner table, there could be lots of different conversations. There could be those pleasant moments of conversation, and then there are those difficult moments of conversation. I remember as a child growing up, we would have Sunday dinners every Sunday. My Nana would put on a spread on that Sunday dinner table with roast beef and potatoes and corn and green beans, and there would be so much food, and there we would sit. And every Sunday after worship, my mother and my uncle had a deep, deep conversation about faith. You see, my uncle is a diehard Republican, and my mother, well, let's just say she is not. So there we sat. There we sat, and I listened to them analyze the whole sermon that day as we sat at that table. And if I was lucky, the conversation would end with these words between my uncle and my mother. As they were getting more and more heated, as the conversation would progress, and I would learn so much about both sides of the conversation sitting at that table, my mother at one end, my uncle at another, my uncle would say, "Okay, you bleeding heart liberal," and slam his hands on the table. My mother at the other hand would slam her hands on the table and say, "Okay, you Ronald Reagan wannabe." And both of them would just go back and forth for a long time. And in that moment, my faith developed into this knowledge, into the fullness of what the body of Christ is supposed to look like. We all sit at the table. We all sit at the table together, and there's room enough. There's room enough for the diversity of our conversation. There's room enough at this table for all of us to be exactly who we are and who God has called us to be. Thanks be to God. That was an unintentional faith development moment that I learned really well. I also learned how to stop before my uncle got really heated. The second scripture, the second moment at the table was when Jesus was sitting at the table and the sinful woman, as she is labeled in the Gospel of Luke, comes up and washes Jesus' feet with her tears. Washes Jesus' feet with her tears. And there she is, doing this gracious, loving act, and the whispers around that table. the whispers of judgment and condemnation that went at that table. Jesus silenced them all and said, there will be no judgment here. In that moment, Jesus, unintentionally, you know, in Zacchaeus, he invited himself over to the dinner table with Zacchaeus. He had a plan, probably, in that moment to help the faith development of Zacchaeus grow and challenge and shape him. But at this moment, there was no intentional faith development, but what he taught them gathered there is that trust in God means to be open without judgment and to know the full width of the grace and love of God. And then he sat. He sat at a table with his friends. And he did this intentional faith development that we will always, forever in time, remember. He said to them, I'm about to embark on this journey, and you can't join me. Not where I'm going. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to love me. I want you to remember me, and I want you to know that you are forgiven. I want you to know that you are loved beyond measure. I want you to know that you are forgiven, even Peter in your darkest moment, even Peter when you deny me over and over again, even Judas when you betray me, all of you when you doubt me. I want you to remember that you are loved fully, completely, and are forgiven and made whole when I break this bread. And I lift this cup, you are made whole. What happens at your table? What happens at your table? There are moments of intentional faith development. There's moments of unintentional faith development where we learn exactly the graciousness, hospitality, love, mercy, and extended hospitality of Christ at our table. What happens at this table? What happens at this table? This is a table where we remember that graciousness. This is a table where we are fed intentionally. This is the table where we come to know God's grace and God's mercy, and our hearts are shaped and changed forever. This is a table. What other tables do we have in the life of the church where we can grow intentionally in our faith?
The table is set with incredible opportunities at Saratoga. You could start with a simple journey to the Joy in the Morning group at 7:30 on Thursdays, where we talk deeply about all sorts of issues, about faith, about love, about Jesus. If that doesn't work for you, you can join one of our Bible studies that happen rather regularly. Mm-hmm. There's one tonight at 7 o'clock called yes. Jesus Bombs and Ice Cream. Every Sunday night going forward, we will try our best to have some sort of intentional study happening. I'm excited that in August, I'll begin another study on Sunday night called When Christians Get It Wrong, to talk about the moments when we as people of faith mess up and how we can grow through those moments.
We're spreading our table a little wider. We're spreading our table. We have a new website. Yay! That's a clapping moment.
About time. So it's about time.
We have a new website, and on that website will be podcasts of the sermon each week.
Yes.
On that website will be a link to a blog that I'll start writing, where we will engage the scriptures or we will engage a book, and you can join me on that journey. Hey, all voices are welcome at that table. We have moments of worship. We have small group. We have stewardship. We have mission teams. We have opportunities to grow intentionally into the fullness of Christ, to embody the complete graciousness of who God is. And at this table, we remember that story. At this table, we begin that journey. You were given a card, I hope. When you came in, an index card, a brightly colored index card. If you have not received one, can you raise your hand and I will have, Barry will come around and bring you one. Here's what I want you to do on that card. I can't sit still very long. Okay. What I want you to do on this card is I want you to write down something that you are going to do and commit to intentionally grow into the fullness of Christ. What are you going to do, come on in, to grow into the fullness of Christ? You can bring it up here and place it on the table. Pastor Drew and I will pray for your journey as you journey with that one act of intentional faith development. You can write down your name if you want, and we'll hold you accountable and be in converse in a blessed, Christian, loving way, accountable. And we will be in conversation with the way that you want to grow in your faith as you come to this table. There is room right down front. The children can sit right down here. It is at this table that we are nourished. It is at this table that we are fed. Thanks be to God. You're fine.